Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Dark Side of Wikipedia. After a year of doing this show and you guys loving it, we've created a way to give you even more Dark Side content. How? By you becoming a Dark Sider. That's a supporter of the Dark Side of Wikipedia. When you become a Dark Sider, you get advanced access to our episodes months before they're released to the public. So if you want more to binge away on, this is the way to get it. In addition to the advanced episodes, you also get our archive of episodes, and all of it is commercial free. So if you like the show and you want to listen without the pesky commercials, become a Dark Sider. In addition to all of that, we're also now giving final chapters to all of our new episodes. That means you get to hear an extra chapter of the story and discussion, usually an extra 15, 20, 25 minutes of content for each episode that we're calling the final chapter, which is exclusively for Dark Sider members. The reality is, this show is not free for us to create. It takes a lot of time, effort, and money to put it together. So if you'd like to be part of the Dark Side of Wikipedia, support us and keep us on the air, and in exchange, get all of those extras, please become a Dark Sider. Do it by signing up at patreon.com/darksideofwikipedia, or go to our website, darksideofwiki.com, and click Become a Dark Sider. It's only $5 a month, and you get access to everything I just talked about. Check it out today, patreon.com/darksideofwikipedia, or go to our website, darksideofwiki.com, and click Become a Dark Sider, and help keep Dark Side of Wikipedia alive. A preacher's wife and her lover arrested for the murder of her husband. Butt injections gone wrong result in one woman behind bars after a nationwide manhunt. And father-daughter's lovers finally meet Lady Justice after being found guilty on murder charges. Those stories today on the Dark Side of the News from the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
That it is, and it's our weekly Friday News Roundup edition of Dark Side of Wikipedia. Some real dandy stories for you today. And if you like our show, please press subscribe, whatever platform it is you're listening to us on. We have new episodes every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Monday and Tuesday are our themed episodes where we focus on a dark topic and go through the Wikipedia entry. Friday, our news roundup of some of the dark stories that I'm sure will eventually wind their way onto Wikipedia at some point in time. And if you really like our show, the way that it's supported right now is through you guys and your support and becoming Dark Siders. You sign up to be one over at patreon.com/darksideofwikipedia, or go right to our website, darksideofwiki.com. And click Become a Dark Sider. $5 a month will get you access to advanced episodes of the show, final chapter segments exclusively for Dark Siders, the whole archive. It's all there, and it's all commercial free. So please do support the show if you like it, and check that out. I'm Tony Bruschi. Carol Hughes with us, of course, as always. I like the title of our show is, Butt Injections Gone Wrong? It's like, you know, it's going to be an interesting day when you got that on there. But there's, of course, murder and all the wonderful,
all the good stuff,
all the wonderful people in our world.
The butt injection's gone wrong. I have a feeling I know what that's going to be about.
I didn't even know there was butt injections until like,
have you not noticed like Kim Kardashian's ass?
Well, that's how, like, I learned about it. Yeah, because I was like, what the hell is going on there? They're like, oh, it's butt injection. Like, what the fuck is a butt injection? There's like even more than just injection going on in some people, isn't there? Like,
yeah,
they put like whole like
implants.
Yeah. Wow.
And because you see a lot, and I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of women whose butts are just abnormal,
mm-hmm.
and I think there's a lot of guys that like that. I'm assuming, pun intended. I just think it's really strange. Like, I'm going to have this abnormally large ass. Like, I have this cute body and this really ginormous ass. I think that's just strange.
The other day, no joke, I was with Harper and we went into the children's place, which is a clothing store for kids. And we're checking out. And I swear to God, the checkout lady looked like she was probably, I mean, she was wearing like sweats and stuff, but the amount of makeup she had caked on and the length of her eyelashes and the tightness of her clothes and including her butt, which did stand out abnormally to me. I'm like, that's just kind of weird. She looked like she could have been straight out of like one of the music videos for, give me somebody who's doing music videos like that. Not even Lady Gaga.
Oh, like the Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah, something like that. Something like the Megan Thee Stallion type videos or something. I'm like, what the fuck? And she's like working at Children's Place. I'm like, I got one guess what you do after work. Well, I don't know.
You know,
but I don't even know anymore because sometimes it's just like, this is just the attire. It's like, that's, yeah. You know, it's just like, this is like, I guess what goes for sexy. I don't know. I mean, it kind of... that doesn't do it. I mean, it doesn't. It used to be like, that's kind of slutty looking or weird. I mean, I don't know. It's just weird. Some of the overly exposed at the children's place. Like, what the fuck? I don't care if you're out with your girls or what, you're not at the club. What, do whatever the fuck you want. But you're checking out people at the children's place. So I don't know. It's just kind of awkward. I don't know. Like, I was like, kind of like, after I checked out, they're like, do you want to go back to the champagne? Like, no, uh-huh. I'm buying fucking clothes for my daughter. I'm not going to the champagne room at the children's place.
We have bottle service here.
Like, what the fuck? This is it's the children's place. Is this like some sick joke or something? Like did you didn't even tip her. Like, I'm checking out at the children's place. It's customary to put dollar bills in your mouth and say dolla dolla and lean over the counter. There's a plastic partition because of COVID up. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I've never had like a ton of extra money where I could be looking in the mirror. Going, you know, I would look really great with a super large ass. I'm going to go get one.
People, they don't even look human. That's what I'm getting. Anybody can look however the fuck they want.
Do what you want.
But people are starting to look like comic characters. And I don't know, maybe that's part of the thing. Like the anime type characters where everything is so exaggerated.
That's kind of where it got its start.
Yeah, but I think like human beings are doing that now, like with these eyelashes that look like they could be like fly swatters. And
kind of like, I would think it would be really hard to get used to them.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old, but I look at it. I don't know. I mean, I'm not that I, you know, want to be attracted to the, you know, 19-year-old working at the children's place, you know, but it was just like, you look like a comic book character, like a weird, because it's a weird thing. It's like a slutty comic book character. And I guess I never had comic book characters that were slutty. So I guess it makes it even more weird.
Well, I just don't get it. But it's like, you know, I'm going to go to work at the children's clothing store today. So I and then I'm going to go to the club as soon as I get off at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't get it anyway.
Because nobody goes out at 7 o'clock. Like, you got plenty of time to go change.
Maybe there's a secret rave going on in the back of the children's place. You know, I don't know.
It's where they offer the bottle service.
That is where it's going down. It's the modern day, bootlegging. The word for it is secret bars.
Oh, like a speakeasy.
Speakeasies, yes. Modern day speakeasy.
Behind the children's clothing store.
There you go. Well, let's jump into some of the dark side of the news here today. Oklahoma pastor's wife and her lover arrested in shooting death of husband. Evans initially called 911 and reported that an intruder broke in and killed her husband. An Oklahoma woman and her lover have been charged with the death of her husband, Pastor David Evans. Christine Dolnell Evans of Ada, Oklahoma, was taken into custody on Thursday after confessing to her husband's death. According to Fox News, after her confession,
Authorities were able to identify a man they believe helped her. This investigation was truly a team effort, said Director of the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation, Ricky Adams. OSBI agents from across the state worked tirelessly on this investigation for days. With the help of OSBI intelligence analysts and multiple law enforcement agencies, the suspects responsible for Evan's murder are in custody. Our team will always follow the evidence to find the truth. Evan called 911 on March 22nd and claimed an intruder had broke into and shot her husband around 1 a.m. Once officers arrived, they pronounced 50-year-old Pastor dead on the scene. 3 days after the start of the investigation, the 47-year-old widow spoke with Ada Police Department and confessed to the crime. After interviewing and further research, it was confirmed that the wife and a man the couple allegedly had a sexual relationship with participated in the pastor's murder. According to the Daily Beast, 26-year-old Khalil Demi Square and Evans had a sexual relationship that also included David at one point as well, per an affidavit based on interviews with Evans by investigators. Both have been charged with first-degree murder. The wife claims her husband was verbally abusive and controlling of her and called her names like slut, fat, ugly, and whore. The documents also revealed that Christy gave David's gun and a box of bullets to Khalil. Christy and Khalil agreed upon an approximate time Khalil would come to the Evans residence and kill David. Christy left the back door unlocked so Khalil could make an entry into the resident. Per the affidavit, it was revealed that the pastor and his wife first met Khalil months ago at a Super 8 motel. The trio had sex at the motel more than once. One time, Christy secretly dropped her phone number on the floor for Khalil. Christy continued to communicate by phone daily with Khalil without David's knowledge. The affidavit continued. Square allegedly spent the night at the couple's home when the late pastor was not present. During a visit, Evans told Square that her husband treated her badly and it would be nice to have some more freedom. Square responded with, "Damn." On the night of the shooting, his wife claimed Square had come to the house and she discovered him crouched down, but she was concerned he was making too much noise. She alleges she told him to proceed with the plan and stayed in the living room while Square allegedly shot her husband. He then ran out the back door. Christy Evans is currently being held at the Pontotoc County Jail, where Khalil Square sit at Cleveland County Jail. So what the fuck is it with these Southern pastors lately and their having somebody else fuck their wife thing that's going on? It seems to be a rather weird fetish that some of these rather well-known ones, not this guy's well-known, but there's been some well-knowns, and it's like, what the fuck is going on here?
Well, that just pisses me off, because if he's a pastor on Sundays and whatever day he is at church, he's like leading this double life. Like, I'm sure he has a congregation who all believe in him, or they did.
Yeah.
And like... or is that even true? Like, says who? Her?
I guess.
And him?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I don't know that there's anything that they would say that I would necessarily believe.
I don't know.
Other than, yeah, we killed him.
Yeah.
Because, like, she said, oh, he's been mean and he calls me names and he does this stuff. And he said, damn. Like, what?
You got a good point there. I mean, we're hearing everything directly from them. So
because they're going to make him look bad.
That's true.
You know,
it does kind of make you wonder.
The other thing is like everybody watches, and we have established that I watch ID Discovery all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, have you never watched even one kind of a Dateline or something before? Mm-hmm. This is just the template for so many murders.
Mm-hmm.
Like the woman, or supposedly there's some three-way thing. Mm-hmm. And then the woman and the other man decide to kill the husband or the wife, however it goes. And, you know, none of it makes sense. Divorce.
Yeah.
You know, there you go. He's calling you names. Well, get a divorce.
Yeah.
You know, move on.
Yeah.
You got a new boyfriend. Go be with him. And there you go.
It's interesting. You made a really good point there of what do we know of this story? Where is it coming from? And you're right. That person's not there to defend themselves. It could all just be, let's smear his name as much as we possibly can. So we look like Well, that's true.
Because he was doing it too.
Yeah.
I mean, but what was the reason for killing him? Because he called her a slut and stuff.
Or were they going to run off together and think that, I mean, what's your plan there? I mean, he's dead and was he like, no one's going to know who did the murder or I don't know.
Well, I did see their pictures.
Oh, and are they fine upstanding people?
Right. They look like two people and he looks high as a kite.
So she doesn't look like the preacher's wife, like from the movie.
She looks like the preacher's wife that kind of lives out in Ada, Oklahoma.
So she looks like Whitney Houston. Park. So she looks like Whitney Houston in some of the bad days, is what you're telling me.
No, because Whitney looked great on her bad days compared to this woman. Like, I hate to judge people by their looks. Mm-hmm. Although we just totally did that.
Yeah, we just totally did.
But, you know, she just, I don't know how to, I'm just going to say it. She just doesn't look very smart.
Yeah.
And I know looks could be deceiving and she could have a master's degree, but I just kind of doubt it.
Carol, there's something I want to tell you. You need to be less judgy about people because not everyone can be like you and me, but I believe
in you and me.
That's right.
I believe that we will be.
So there you go.
Okay.
From the preacher's wife, Whitney Houston, I believe in you and me. Here on
sending it out to the preacher's wife, yep, and her boyfriend.
I thought it'd be, this is what's more appropriate than pulling up some preacher's wife soundtrack, huh? Huh? All right. Who doesn't like that's to jam good to the preacher's wife soundtrack? You know, I break that out at every family get together. You want to get down? You get down with the preacher's wife, biatch. And I say it just like that, no matter who's in the room, and people really
because you sound really cool.
They're like, why are you saying biatch? I'm like, I don't know. It just seems appropriate.
I don't know. And is it coming out right? I don't know.
Okay. Next story comes from KMOV. It's a Texas woman sentenced years after woman's fatal silicone butt injection at a St. Louis hospital. Here we go. A suspect who pled guilty to injecting silicone into a woman's buttocks, causing her death in 2015, has been sentenced. Edmond, Missouri Police Department, Nikita Denat Lee, 49, of Texas, pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter on April 1st. It was sentenced to 5 years in the Missouri Department of Corrections. Lee, who is not a medical professional, was accused of recklessly injecting a 22-year-old woman in the buttocks with silicone at a hotel near St. Louis Airport on July 26, 2015. The victim died of silicone pulmonary embolism on July 30th, 2015. After giving the injection to the victim, the woman was a fugitive for 5 years and even spent some time in Mexico, according to St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. Lee was arrested on July 23rd, 2020 by the Dallas Police Department. Prosecutors said Lee flew from Dallas to St. Louis to perform the procedure in 2015, in which she injected liquid silicone into Phillips' buttocks, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Deshaya Phillips, a dancer at the Brooklyn nightclub, had also traveled to St. Louis for the procedure. The silicone reportedly got into Phillips' bloodstream and traveled into her lungs. She reportedly, having trouble breathing, died 4 days after the procedure. Edmondson, Missouri police said three other people were with Phillips for the 2015 procedure. Two other reportedly got injections but did not suffer any after effects, and police said the third person decided against undergoing the procedure. Natika Lee pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter on April 1st, KMOV TV reports. She was then sentenced to 5 years in prison. Lee, who is not a medical professional, has already served time in prison for robbery, burglary, and theft, according to the Post-Dispatch. Is that how that works? Do you just go get silicone and just kind of jam a needle in there and push it in? How does this...
See, here's the thing. I have heard about, like, people are doing this shit. Like, in the lip.
Okay.
Seriously, I had lip reconstructive surgery after lip cancer. The last thing I want to do is have anybody inject anything in my lip.
Sure.
I mean, like, I don't get it. Like, that would be like me saying, you know, after you take that skin cancer off, I know somebody's going to do it at the Holiday Inn. And she's got it.
Room 308.
Don't worry about it. I'm good. And while she fixes my lip, I'm going to get some injections in my ass. Like, I just don't get it. And this happens, like, I've heard it happening a lot. Like, these people just think, you know, it's so expensive to go to the doctor. Go ahead and shoot that shit in my lip.
Yeah.
In my butt. You know, like, it makes no sense. Or they'll go to Mexico to get butt implants. And then it's like, whoa, this didn't turn out the way I thought it was going to. That's what I don't get.
Well,
you know, because like Kim Kardashian, she's got money. She can get her butt implants in and she can get them out at some point.
Yeah.
She's got money. They'll look fine. And then they'll Photoshop any scars that she has right out of there.
Yeah.
What part of, I can inject your ass. Do you go, okay. You know,
I'm gonna bring
over a bottle of wine.
I'm going to inject your ass. It just sounds fucking horrible. Could you imagine if that was like a commercial or like, you know, like a car dealership? There was a guy in Wichita that used to do this car dealership ads and he was so annoying. And he'd be like, who are you? You can't see me today. I won't save you any money. And can you imagine? He's like, come on down. Buy the new Buick. And you know what? We're giving free butt injections. Come on here. Let me jab you in the ass. Maybe you don't come see me today.
Like that.
I can't save you any money. And that's the sort of shit. I mean, I bet that would get some attention if you were doing that commercial.
And I think that, you know, somebody's like, so my friend Barbara, she got her ass looks great, by the way.
Yeah.
And there's this gal, she just does butt injections. And it's like half the price you'd pay at the doctor's office.
And Crystal did it last week. And did you see her ass? Oh, my God.
Her ass. Oh, my God.
I don't think
look
they talk like that anymore.
But
it is so big.
It's so big.
I didn't have Baby Got Back queued up. That would just, that's just like, that's too obvious of one to go to. You know,
but I couldn't help myself.
Now, if I jumped into Rump Shaker, that's a little more obscure. But God. There you go. Well, there's the story.
And it's sad. I mean, the woman died, right?
Yeah, she's gone.
And the other woman took off forever, so I'm glad they caught her.
Her ass is grass.
It's just so sad that she died getting shit injected in her ass.
Think it's on her grave?
Oh, right. Should we put that on her gravestone? Oh, no. Too many words.
Does the grave look kind of like the butt thing that Sir Mix-a-Lot stands on in the video?
God, I hope not.
It's fucking horrible.
Should not be making fun of this woman.
No, we should not.
We're going to go to hell. No.
Well, you know. Okay, next story. Daughter gets 40 years in in prison for family torture and a murder case. It's from btdonline.com. Final chapter in the macabre tale of torture, murder, and incest came to a close Wednesday when the last family member in a trio of father-daughter killers was sentenced to 40 years in prison. Anna Marie Cloud Harry, 33, of Boone, North Carolina, received a maximum sentence for second-degree murder by McDowell County Circuit Court Judge Ed Cornish. Cloud Harry pled guilty in January to killing John Thomas McGuire, 38, on or about February 14, 2019, in McDowell County. Cloud Harry's father, Larry Paul McClure Sr., 55, of Pendleton, Kentucky, and sister, Amanda Michelle Naylor McClure, 31, of Chicago City, Minnesota, previously entered guilty pleas for their roles in the crime. Larry McClure pled guilty to first-degree murder and was sentenced to life without mercy in August of 2020. Amanda McClure pled guilty to second-degree murder and was sentenced to 40 years in prison in October of 2020. Cloud Harry's adoptive parents from Minnesota and McGuire's mother, Karen Smith of Opeka, Alabama, attended Wednesday's hearing via teleconference call. Smith wished the confessed killers a very miserable life during a sentenced hearing. McDowell County Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Denny Morgan said, I hope we got some sort of justice for the family, Morgan said. At the end of the day, I'm thankful to Judge Cornish that she, Cloud Harry, got the maximum sentence. She deserved it. McGuire's body was discovered September 24, 2019, in a grave at Sky Gusty residence. after McClure disclosed the murder to troopers with the West Virginia State Police. He, McClure, not spoken up, they would have gotten away with it. Morgan said they had gotten away with it for 7 months. The story of McGuire's murder, peppered with family dysfunction, addiction, and lust, began with Larry McClure when he was released from prison after a 17-plus-year sentence on child molestation charges and took up residence in McDowell County. McClure was initially estranged from his daughters, Cloud Harry, who resided in North Carolina, and Amanda, who lived with McGuire in Indiana. However, all were involved in drugs, according to the testimony at Larry McClure's sentencing. In the days before the murder, Larry McClure drove to Indiana with Cloud Harry to pick up Amanda and John McGuire, who were dope sick and having problems with their vehicle, according to previous court testimony. The group then made their way to Sky Gusty. According to previous testimony, the group purchased items to make meth, but it did not come out correctly and was a bad batch. While this was happening, Larry McClure had what Cloud Harry called a quiet rage. He would also go off to the side and speak with Amanda. Cloud Harry also recalled that he asked her to cut some pieces of rope and that she saw nothing strange about this since she had done it before when they had hauled scrap metal. In previous hearings, the family members pointed fingers at each other when it came to naming the ringleader of the murder. At Larry McClure's sentencing hearing, testimony indicated everything was okay for the first 10 days, according to statements by Judge Cornish. On Thursday morning, you were sitting on the porch and Amanda came out and said she wanted to kill John and that she needed things like rope. However, Cloud Harry said at her sentencing hearing that things started to get strange after a Valentine's Day dinner when Larry McClure enticed McGuire to play the trust game. McGuire's feet were tied up, and when he later moved to get out of the bindings, Amanda McClure hit him in the head with a wine bottle, Cloud Harry said. The game of trust was one of the most evil things I'd heard of, Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Morgan said. Larry McClure said McGuire's torture began on Thursday, February 14th, and lasted through Saturday. During this time, he was hogtied, tormented, injected with liquid methamphetamine, and later strangled. A black garbage bag was wrapped around his head by Amanda, Larry McClure said. Anna strangled him. I held him. McClure described it as 2 to 3 days of hell. Later that morning, we buried him in a 2-foot grave behind the house, he said. The defendants also testified that in the following days, McGuire's body was dug up, dismembered, and reburied. Court documents obtained by the Daily Telegraph in November of 2019 revealed an incestuous relationship between Larry McClure and his daughter Amanda. A criminal complaint filed by West Virginia State Police Trooper K.M. Sadler revealed that Larry and Amanda McClure had sexual intercourse at the Sky Gusty residence. 3.5 weeks after the murder of McGuire, Larry and Amanda McClure traveled across the state line to neighboring Tazewell County, Virginia, where they married. Cloud Harry testified she went with her father and sister to Tazewell for the ceremony. They took me and I said I needed to act like a happy witness, she stated at her plea hearing. During Amanda McClure's sentencing hearing, Smith questioned the motive behind her son's murder. Mrs. Smith, the only answer I can give you to why things happened is that John was with me, Amanda McClure said. My dad didn't want anyone else near me. At Larry McClure's sentencing, Cornish gave Smith the opportunity to address the court about her son's death. I forgive you because my God tells me to, but I'll never forget, Smith said, standing in front of McClure and speaking directly to him. You and your two kids are going straight to hell, she said. To marry your own daughter, that's low down. In my book, if all three of you need to die, you don't deserve to be on this earth breathing, Smith said vehemently. I'm going to live to see you or one of your kids die before I go. Who gave you all the right to play God? So there you go. Just another day.
My God, that's one messed up story.
In America.
Whoa. And it just gets creepier because at first I'm kind of having a hard time following it.
Yeah.
So then they go to make meth. The batch doesn't turn out right. So they just start torturing somebody instead.
It seems to be.
My guess is they found drugs.
I think they probably were on drugs and then decided to play their torture game or something. And
the trust game.
The trust game, yeah.
Whatever that
sounds legit. Wait.
Now the dad had been in prison for all those years or something.
I lost track myself, quite honestly. There was a lot of people in prison.
And then he gets out, and then in he and starts out. Having a relationship like that with his own daughter.
It sounds like a love, you know. And we all sit here and we go, "How? What the fuck?" But you have to, like, picture the movies where they kind of have, like, the, you know, the the situation where people are just kind of living in really squalor and they're all methed out and they all kind of talk like zombies to each other. That's probably what was going on. I need some rope. What do you need rope for? I need rope. Yeah. I'm going to kill Frank. I don't want to get rope. You know,
well, my guess is they were so messed up.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. I saw a woman the other day at the convenience store. I actually called the cops. But she was so high.
Yeah.
And she was trying to get in her car. And I'm like, there's no way she's going to open that car door. Like, she can't. And then she kept dropping her keys and stuff. And then she did. And then I'm like, I'm parked next to her. I'm like, there's no way she's going to get those keys in that ignition. And then she did.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole time she's having these weird seizures and she's yelling stuff out at people that aren't even there. You know, so I can see and apparently when they did come to arrest her, because I, of course, had to talk to the manager the next day because I go in every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he said crack pipes fell out of her car when she fell out, the crack pipes fell out with the cops standing there. But I just think that they're just, you know, these people are just really like totally out of their mind. And that's the only thing that makes sense. That they're so messed up on drugs.
I keep talking about drugs. I mean, I'm just feeling some theme music. That's all.
That's a night.
What's in your door? Oh, my God.
I love this song.
Hot 97.3, it's all the hits. Call number 5. All the crack you can smoke for one night at Bennigan's. Here's Whitney on Hot 92.5. I want to dance with somebody. There you go.
Bennigan's. I haven't thought of Bennigan's for a long time.
All the crack you can smoke at Bennigan's.
At Bennigan's.
Is Bennigan's even around anymore? Is that still a restaurant? Does it exist?
No, I think it's long gone. At least in my part of the country.
Yeah, there was one, like, I remember it closed down, and it was like one left in Wichita like 15 years ago.
Bennigan's. Not anymore.
I got to pull that restaurant name out of my ass. I'm like, Bennigan's. Like, and that was a real restaurant, wasn't it?
It was. Okay, so here's what I don't get, though, is that, so you're in court, and I think as a parent, sitting through all of the testimony and all of the evidence and all of the stuff you heard had to have been horrific.
Mm-hmm.
And then how could you get up and say, I forgive you, but I won't forget what you did? Like, I don't get that. Like, okay, if she wants to forgive him, that's one thing, but I don't think I'd tell him.
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever tell him. I'm like, I don't, and I hear, and I guess they're bigger people than me, but I could see, you know, to come to peace with it at some point, maybe, you know, that's how she needs to do it, is forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Get. But I just don't know that, can you forgive somebody and just not tell them? I just don't know. Like,
does forgiveness
after
involve
that? I just don't think I could do that. I could be like, okay, my little secret is I forgave him, but I ain't telling him. Or is that anti the whole purpose of forgiveness?
I mean, forgiveness can be done, I think, individually. It doesn't necessarily have to be something. You can forgive somebody, like, say they're dead. You know, and it's like, well, you can't really have a two-way thing.
Yeah, then that person wouldn't know because they're dead.
They wouldn't know, but you are doing it for yourself. You are kind of releasing that and letting it, you know, just kind of letting it go, if you will. So
I just don't think I could say that to that person who had done that. I just don't think I could.
I think you need to sit in your car for a little bit under a street light and just turn on the music and just think for a few moments.
Would I forgive him?
Could you forgive him for doing all that shit? Brian, what do you think?
Still feels like a first night together.
There you go.
Just got out of prison. Oh, I know you're my daughter, baby. Don't fucking matter to me. There's a lot of meth in every room. just stole some copper out of that house right down the road. Even stole the hubcaps from your mama's van, yeah. Your dad's dead under the porch. So if you're feeling lonely, don't.
Where the hell did that even come from?
I don't know.
Oh, God. I got to laughing so hard that made my face hurt.
There you go. It's, you gotta...
See, here's the thing. I got nothing after that. So you just got to go.
It's going to wrap up today's episode.
To talk after that.
It's going to wrap up today's episode of Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Oh.
And death karaoke.
Oh, my God.
If you like the show, help keep us on the air. Become a Dark Sider. Get all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all commercial free. Just go to patreon.com/darksideofwikipedia and sign up there. Or our website, darksideofwiki.com, and click Become a Dark Sider. Of course, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts as well. We greatly appreciate those positive reviews, too. Until next time, for Carol and Tony Bruschi, thanks for listening to Dark Side of Wikipedia.